Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey B. has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. I spend so much time on the water and in the water. Well, on the water, I'm in kayaks, canoes, and on paddle boards. In the water, I'm either swimming or wearing a pair of waders while I'm fishing or helping the state stock trout into rivers. Some of my favorite hikes are through wetlands, so I guess you might say that water and me, yeah, we're personal friends. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Is the perfect kayak a preference to each individual? The answer is yes. So let's define all the options and allow me to show you how to purchase a season-ending sale that will put a smile on your wallet. The three main categories of kayaks are sit-on-tops, touring, and whitewater. Watch a whitewater kayak adventure like on YouTube, and I'm going to tell you right now, it is exhilarating to watch, but it is an extreme sport, and it's only for those people that possess the ability to maneuver through rapids, descend down waterfalls, and obviously it's a really cool boat to watch. And you also have a good insurance policy. Oh, the last comment, I'm just joking, not true. But it is just for a specific type of outdoors person. Touring kayaks are made for flat water, such as lakes, reservoirs, or slow-moving rivers. And you're going to see that, and I don't possess any whitewater kayaks, but I do have in our fleet, we have many touring and a few sit-on-tops, and I'll get to the sit-on-tops. But if you're looking for that leisurely paddle, on a lake or a reservoir, or hey, you might live near a nice river, the touring kayak is that one. Well, sit-on-top kayaks, they can handle seawater. Well, I'm a scientist, so I call it seawater. You might call it ocean water, salt water. Well, waves that break over and on top of the sit-on kayaks, well, the water recedes through scupper holes and goes right back out. It should be noted that I often use my sit-on-top on the flat water. We're talking about the lakes and reservoirs and slow-moving rivers, especially if I'm fishing or if we happen to be filming and we take a film crew out, because we can actually set up tripods. Got to be real careful with all this expensive camera gear, but we could set them up like platforms right on top of the sit-on-top kayaks. We also have a youth sit-on-top fleet. It's made for children 6 to 10 years old. It has a small climbing deck in the back so a child could go for a swim and easily climb back up onto the kayak. And remember, and we always talk about this in all, you're always wearing a PFD. So if your child decides to go for a swim, because remember this, you're in a kayak too, and if something happens with your PFD, you need to make sure your child is wearing that. So are you all the time. And that's important to get into that habit of, and you hear me talking about this, I'm always about the safety of the outdoors. And it's so important to understand because, hey, I have friends and I'll show up and meet them and they have their kayaks. And some don't have PFDs, don't understand why. Some put their PFDs in the back of their kayak. Well, if your kayak overturns and your PFD is now floated away, it doesn't help you. So really important to have those. Now, this show is brought to you by Barkerstown Brew, the advanced hydration drink for your dog. 6 natural great flavors. Go to BarkerstownBrew.com. The decisions you make are this. Well, how much time are you really going to spend on the water? Is it family fun, fishing, birding, a workout? Hey, there are times I will actually just load my kayak on the Joey B. Mobile and get up to the reservoir, and I will, again, it's 3,000 acres of water, and I'll paddle all the way across, back, load the kayak up, done. Just a great workout day. Or are you buying and purchasing the kayaks just for a great day to enjoy out in the outdoors, you know, getting out there? Next is the cost. There are so many different price points. This is before we discuss the deals. you need to know prices well. And I'll give you an example, and then we're going to get into some of that pricing. Many years ago, I was in a Costco with my dad. I was looking to purchase a food item, something small. He said to me, "What's the actual cost in the supermarket?" I was not sure. His next comment was this: "Don't just think because you're here, it's going to be cheaper. You've got to know prices." And that was not a knock on Costco. Dad was basically looking at me and saying, "Hey, if you don't know what it's really supposed to cost, how do you know what the deal is?" Well, the same thing is true in the kayak world. So do your homework. Check out price points in touring and sit-on tops. If you happen to be that special whitewater person we spoke about and you're going to buy the whitewater yak, sometimes they are called yaks, check those out, check the prices. The same way you can go car shopping and either buy a Cadillac or a Kia, this holds true for kayaks. Now it's time for deals, deals, deals. Well, this is the time of the year you must check out all the places that rent kayaks, canoes, and paddle boards. They like to start the year off with new gear, and they do not want to take up space storing gear over the winter months. Most places will sell off their fleets at half price, and I do mean half price. Now you understand why you needed to know the prices at the very beginning. So how do you know you're getting the deal? Usually it is also a one and done, meaning that they will unload. If they're just kayak person, they unload with paddle boards or PFDs or canoes. On one day, they want to get rid of all of their deal. I'm excited because I guess I'm going to buy some. They want to get rid of all of their gear on that one day, and it is just done. Our family purchased a fleet of kayaks, paddles, and PFDs. And by the way, if you don't know what PFDs are, they're stands for personal flotation devices. And the old term, because we always have new terms, PFD, is a life vest. Well, most times they will also sell you those at half price. So our family purchased paddles, PFDs, kayaks. And so we got the whole fleet. Since then, we've added a few. And also we've given a few away to some of our friends. In terms of size, so let's put it in proportion so you know what size kayak I should be purchasing. I've used from 9-footers to 13-footers, and those are the touring, and I fit well in them, and I am a 5'11" guy. The 9-footers, hey, they're just this little touring fun, perfect for kids, teenagers, hey, adults, unless you're my nephew Wyatt is 6'7". Other than that, everyone else fits in them. The sit-on-top kayaks, most are 9-footers to 11'6". You know, you can find various, they're all fine. But you need to check out the weights on the sit-on-tops. Some of them are much heavier than others. So you have to think about the strength that you have. So that's also a piece of the puzzle because you need to portage them back and forth from the parking lots or wherever it is that you're going to be taking them. And then when you figure out costs, there is a transport cost. And we can go, what do you mean transport cost? Well, the transport cost is this. Well, do you have racks? We've got the pickup truck, the Joey B Mobile, with kayak racks on the top so we can put kayaks in the bed, kayaks or paddle boards up top. So we have access to this. How are you going to be able to transport them? And if all of this is a problem that we're speaking about, then maybe you're going to make a decision today that I should just rent them. Especially, and one of the comments I said earlier was, well, how much time are you actually going to spend out in the water? And if it's a little, then maybe the rental is the deal. But if it's you're going to be out there often, then it is definitely purchased to go deals, deals, deals this time of the year. Well, please remember that in this investment, there are all those other accessories. So I mentioned the PFDs, and I'm going back to the safety. Skinny water is very shallow water. Heavy water is, you know, deep water. I will wear my PFD in skinny water. People go, why don't you take it off? Because I know that I'm going to get back in my kayak and jump in and end up being in heavy water all the time. Paddles, they're sized in centimeters. From one of the larger is 240 centimeters to 230s to 220s. And at the youth, Gabby uses a 180 centimeter paddle. I happen to like the 240s. Hey, again, difference between 240 and 230, not much of a difference. But I actually do like the 240s, so you make that decision there. Well, water shoes. This is the perfect time of the year to find great deals on water shoes as well. dry bags. You typically don't find deals on them now because dry bags, it's exactly what it sounds like. You need to protect your gear and you can keep them dry. And I even use dry bags inside some of my day packs and, you know, large backpacks as well. Well, sit on tops. You need to purchase a seat for them. And there is a comfort level in all of this. I happen to, and I purchased the Cadillac of seats, higher back. And for the reason for that one was, if I'm going to be in it often, I need to be comfortable. So you go into all these accessories, and the list can go on with water bottles, etc. You could just, hey, I'm sure you could figure out, I actually have one Coleman cooler, one angle cooler, one that fits perfect in my touring kayak in the back, the one with the rudder on it. I actually have the angle that's a fishing one that fits perfect on the paddleboard. So you have all these accessories. But that's what Christmas is about in your Christmas list. If you didn't get the perfect paddle you were looking for in the deals, well then put it on your Christmas list. It's the perfect stocking stuffer, except you probably need a large stocking. But what is the perfect stocking stuffer is a gift card. So here you are, you're going in the fall here and you're looking for all those great deals. You've gotten most of the gear and you need a little bit more. You know, you find your favorite outdoor store. Gift card works well for that. So your job is to do your homework and know prices. Buy your fleet and enjoy a great day out on the water. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures.
You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybe.tv. That's joeybe.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.